out of the divorce, I got $600,000.
The f-
Yes.
Why?
That was part of our settlement. So I could have taken more, but I didn't, which I'm kind of now regretting a little.
Wait, why could you have taken more and why didn't you?
Well, I could have, because if I were doing like a divorce with like 50-50 split, I would have gotten.
Could you have done 50-50 split?
I could have.
So this was a pretty well-to-do person.
Yes. So I don't know exactly how much I would have. No, he tried to get me to sign a prenup, and then I didn't sign a prenup. And then he tried to get me to sign a post-nup, and I didn't sign a post-nup.
Mm. Post-nup? So, post-nut?
Yes. And so, yeah, we decided in the settlement agreement that I would get $600,000 because I didn't want to take
more. Why the f- do I have so much debt here to go through on your end? Where did the $600,000 go? When did you get the $600,000?
2 years ago.
Okay, where the f*** is it?
It's gone. Completely gone.
Where the f- into where?
Well, I bought a house. And
with the $600,000?
With the $600,000.
Okay, so it's not gone.
It's not gone. Right.
It's tied up?
So, well, so I bought a house that was $330,000, and I bought it, like, outright. So, like, it's paid in full. So, hey, I don't
so
have...
So, it goes half the cash.
Yes. But then I bought it sight unseen, and so when we entered the home...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I saw the outside because I drove by it. But
oh, good, you drove by it.
Yeah. When we entered the home, though, it was in shambles. So, we had to renovate it. Completely, like, gut job. So we saved some money by tearing everything down ourselves, but the renovation was like $100,000 around.
There's
there.